are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? What do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? And we mean it. It is Friday. It is the 8th of April. Great to be with you this morning here on 89.3 Cool FM. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, from now until 10 o'clock this morning. So we've got 4 hours to go. Starting us off, looking at, one item this morning, but a long one. It's to do with the year 1889, on the 8th of April. English conductor Sir Adrian Bolt was born when the BBC appointed him director of music. This was back in 1930. He established what's known as the BBC Symphony Orchestra and became its chief conductor. The orchestra set standards of excellence that were rivaled in Britain only by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, founded 2 years later. Oh, just a quick one, in the year 1918... actors, this is Douglas Fairbanks and Charlie Chaplin, they went off and they sold war bonds on the streets of New York City's financial district.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's a
Did you hear the list of what she was doing on a Friday night? Good grief, now that's what I call a Friday night. Won't be able to keep up with that one. Katy Perry there, and last Friday night, TGIF. Yes, that's what it is, TGIF. That was Katy Perry from her third studio album, which was The Teenage Dream, and produced by Dr. Luke and Max Martin. And he also, by the way, co-wrote the song with Katy Perry as well. So there you go, that was it. What a way to start a Friday. Something to think about for your Friday night. I got Friday on the mind, you know.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go, Thursday goes too slow.
With Jerry D.
that's it then. We had a bit of a row there, didn't we? Friday songs. Yes, we did. Friday on my mind, Easy Beats followed on there. That is The Cure and Friday in Love. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just 13 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. Just to remind you what we got for you during the course of this morning. It's the last day of our anniversary week. It's been a great week. We've had a lot of fun. Well, we always have a lot of fun, but we just have a little bit more than normal. So today we're going to be, Yasmin and I, going to be announcing the winners of our little competition here in the studio. And that's, giving us reasons why you listen to The Breakfast Show. And I tell you, it's been pretty tough. In fact, it's quite interesting because Yasmin took a copy of all of the responses we got last night, and I had them here as well, and we both went through them, and I said to Yasmin, which ones do you think rise to the top? And we both had the same answers. We both agreed, and so that's unusual. We're going to be looking at that a little bit later on this morning, probably around about, as we make our way up to 8 o'clock, because I know a lot of you will be in the cars as well. And apart from that, it's a Friday, which it's Music Friday, so plenty of music going through till 10 o'clock. We'll check in for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday from Ingrid. We'll be taking a look at that. And also, Yasmin, of what we can be doing, where we can be doing it, and when we can be doing it here in Panama over the weekend and the coming days. And let me see, what else we got for you? Yasmin will no doubt be taking a little look at who was born on this day in the world of music. So anyway, that was done rather nicely. That sort of filled in the time because it's exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And it's that time. It is indeed. Putting you in the shower. Perhaps, discos. Discos are open. Yeah, perhaps you fancy a bit of discoing tonight? If you do. Don't know if you play this kind of thing in discos anymore. This is the Bee Gees, of course, Night Fever. I was just reminiscing there, as I do most of the time when I'm on the program. Anyway, look, let's get you out. There we go. I was just sort of thinking, gosh, that's, you know, well over 40 years ago, that song that was released on the 7th of February back in 1978. And, of course, it first appeared on the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever. And it was produced by Roger Stigwood. Now, he wanted to call the film, by the way, Saturday Night. But singer Robin Gibb expressed hesitation at the title. Stigwood liked the title Night Fever, but was wary of making a movie with that name. Anyway, the song bounded up the Billboard charts, while the Bee Gees' two previous hits from Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, How Deep Is Your Love and Staying Alive, were still in the top 10. Did rather well, didn't they, isn't it? Anyway, it's great to be with you this morning. I was going to say I'm with you every morning, but I'm not. But musically I am. This is Sugar Ray. Every morning. Just join us. A very good morning. We are coming up for 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Go, yes, that's Every Morning from the rock band Sugar Ray. And by the way, they were formed back in Newport Beach in California back in 1986, if I remember rightly. Originally playing heavier new metal style music. But they completely changed with that, didn't they? 1997, they changed to a more sort of pop influence music. They started off with a single called Fly. But this one, 1999 it was released, in March, did very nicely for them. It was the first single that came off of their third studio album, which was just called 1459. And let me see. It was one, reached number one, that's right, on the Billboard Modern Rock Charts. Also got did quite well on the Canadian RPM chart as well, and getting up to number one spot there. Becoming the country's second most successful single at that 1999 up there in Canada. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. There we go, Turn to Stone, Yellow Electric Light Orchestra. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 27 minutes, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to be looking at giving away those wonderful prizes from Lushco in the course of the morning, probably before we get up to 8 o'clock.
Pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of loving for a man. Whoa, 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 yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day. for every kiss you're given. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did.
That's a gentleman called Gene McDaniels and 100 pounds of clay. I was thinking, if a picture paints 1,000 words, just what do you think you could do with 100 pounds of clay? Make quite a substantial statue with that, couldn't you? Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just seconds away from 6:30 on this morning's Breakfast Show. So we're going to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you've just joined us, a very good morning and welcome to Friday. Yes, it is Friday, 8th of April, TGIF, boys and girls. Right, let's take a look and see what the local news is doing this morning. Don't forget, we'll look at these stories in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Yesterday's epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health detailed that there were 2 deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. And with the new deaths in the country, there is a cumulative total to date of 8,174 deaths, lethality percentage 1.1%. In the last 24 hours, there was registered 247 new positive cases, 5,785 tests were applied to detect those that were infected with the virus, positivity percentage 4.3%. On the other hand, active cases, they total 2,110, while in isolation there are 2,032 people. These are divided into 2,021 at home and 11 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, meanwhile, there are 78 hospitalised patients, of which 70 of those are in the wards, and there are 8 patients in the intensive care units. Alejandro Perez, from the team of lawyers of former President Ricardo Martinelli, filed a criminal complaint on the afternoon of this Thursday. This is against the presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia Lopez Arias, for the alleged commission of crimes against the administration of justice and against public servants. Perez apparently bases his complaint on alleged pressure from Lopez Arias to alter the calendar of the hearings and set the date of the trial, followed by Martinelli. This was for the wiretapping case. Yes, we're going back to that. Now, he also accuses her of accelerating procedural phases and of ignoring stages of legal and regulatory procedures with the intention of continuing with what he called a, quote, persecution against Martinelli. The Public Ministry and the National Police arrested on Thursday, the 7th of April, 23 people for their alleged involvement in crimes related to drugs and fraud. The proceedings, called Harry and Royoshi, were carried out in West Panama, Panama, Colon, and in the district of San Miguelito. And during the Harry operation, a total of 21 search and search procedures were carried out. When, in addition to the arrests, they got 9 vehicles and firearms seized as well. Meanwhile, in the operation called Royoshi, 12 people allegedly linked to the crime against economic assets in the form of aggravated fraud were apprehended. In the revocation of the mandate of the mayor of the capital, José Luis Fábrega, if it's successful, the deputy mayor, Judy Mena, would replace him in office. This was clarified by the legal counsel directorate of the Tribunal Electoral in a request for information submitted by citizen Camila Adames. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved, with 39 votes in favour on the morning of this, yesterday, Thursday, in the third debate, Bill number 777. This creates the Vacamonte Corrimiento, segregated from the Vista Alegre Corrimiento. This is in the district of Arihan. Independent deputies Gabriel Silva, Raul Hernandez and Edison Brosse voted against this new norm. Brosse questioned that the National Assembly is dedicated to the creation of more corrimientos instead of solving problems such as the high cost of living and the minimum payment received by retirees. Anyone here can get a doctorate in the creation of new townships. This is out of order. There are other urgent priorities, recalled Brosse. Well, by the way, on the 2nd of April, if we go back then, it was reported that the creation of a district and 3 corregimientos in Bocas del Toro and 10 new corregimientos in the Nagabe Bugli region are being discussed in the National Assembly. And also bear in mind, PRD deputies have presented and approved multiple projects in the last 2 years to create new political divisions. For example, in Bocas del Toro, if Bill number 796 is approved, which is already awaiting a second debate, 16 districts would have been created since July of 2019. The Administrative Tax Court, the superintendents of the securities market, the College of Accounts, the General Directorate of Revenue and the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, they were all at the second day of the on-site visit of the anti-corruption mechanism of the Organization of American States. The central theme of the discussion on this yesterday is focused on recommendations of the mechanism regarding aspects such as bank secrecy, illicit enrichment, bribery, transnational bribery, and denial or impediment of tax benefits when they are derived from acts of corruption. This shows that progress has been made in the creation of institutions and strengthening of the legal framework, that we are being left the task of formulating manuals now, continuing to work on the professionalisation of public service. They seem to think we're doing well on corruption. The World Bank projects that Panama will grow 6.5% this year, which represents one of the highest growth rates for the region in Latin America and the Caribbean. Panama would be the fifth economy with the highest growth rate this year. This is behind Guyana, Barbados, St. Lucia and Dominicana. Panama is recovering from the crisis caused by the pandemic, as is Latin America as a whole. After a 6.9% rebound in 2021, the region's GDP is expected to grow 2.3% this year and an additional 2.2% in 2023. This is for the region. Anyway, and this is why they call for reforms to be put in place in favour of growth in infrastructure, education and innovation, and for the most important investments to be financed through more efficient spending and higher tax revenue. And lastly, the government promulgated on Wednesday in the Official Gazette Executive Decree number 9 that orders the closure of national and municipal public offices from midday on the 14th of April to commemorate Holy Week. So that's from Thursday, midday of next week. Easter already. Good grief.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Mind.
Oh, there we go. Turn Around, That's the Cars, and Just What I Needed. And that was preceded by the band Sweet, and Love Is Like Oxygen. Time on the Breakfast Show, just seconds after 14 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock on this morning's show. So after the sort of news, we've got sort of the top of the hour, going to be looking at some of the international news. I thought we'd need a little bit of antidepressants. And a good thing is when you read some of the comments that people actually put on claim forms, insurance claim forms, specifically when they have car accidents. Like this one says that the other day, a car collided with mine without giving any warning of its intention. I collided with a stationary truck. It was coming the other way. It's hard to believe they're real, but they actually are. Joe Cocker's next on my playlist for this morning here on The Breakfast Show, and this is It's The Letter.
Oh, lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I gotta spend. Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen, and the letter.
I tell you what, looking at my list of entertainment events, not just events, but anything relevant to the world of entertainment on this day, information that Neil gets for us every morning. By the way, Neil is flying back into Panama tomorrow, coming in, I think it's KLM he's coming in on, and I'll be picking him up at the airport tomorrow night. After 2 years, he got the last flight out of Panama without even knowing it. If he'd not taken that flight, he'd have been here for 2 years. Anyway, he said, come back here. Yeah, it's been 2 years. He'll be back with us starting tomorrow. For a couple of months at any rate, then he has to go back to the UK for a while. Right, I tell you what, looking, as I'm completely digressing myself, looking at some of the events relevant to the world of entertainment on this day. Back in the year 1964, the Supremes recorded this song. It was their first number one single. Where did our love go? Remember when that came out as well. Oh, what a classic. Where did our love go from the Supremes? And by the way, here is a newsflash to do with the weather. The sun is obviously shining because the Yasmin thermometer has turned the blind down. Yes, indeed. So far, so good. Don't forget, we'll be looking at the weather report in around about 25 minutes' time, I guess. Going back to the world of entertainment, in 1970, in London, over there in the United Kingdom, they premiered the Woodstock movie. That took place on this day, back in 1970. The film was a documentary of the August 1969 festival that took place in Bethel, in New York.
Said I'm going down to Leicester's farm.
Going off into the distance there, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and Woodstock. I must admit, I've actually seen the movie. That's something I should look up and I'll probably enjoy it. Won't remember it because I didn't go because it was in New York. We used to have a few things like that over in the UK as well. By the way, there is a place called Woodstock in the United Kingdom. It's not far out of Oxford, if I remember. I think it's around the Oxford area. I know it's going up. So I used to drive through it when I used to go and visit my father in Evesham, in that direction in the UK. And it's Woodstock. It's where there's a place called Blenheim Palace, which used to belong to the Churchills. I think it's where Winston Churchill was born, in actual fact. Hello, in actual fact, I think. You can tell that. Sure I am, can't you? Time on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take our little break. When I come back, we'll look at some of the international news circulating on this Friday morning.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Time on The Breakfast Show, 1.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a rummage and see what we found in the international news for you this morning. Russia gave its most somber take yet on the six-week-long war in Ukraine, describing the tragedy of rising troop losses and the economic pain of sanctions as Ukrainian authorities rushed civilians out of the way of looming big offensives in the east. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has seen more than 4 million people flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, turned cities into rubble and led to sweeping sanctions that Moscow says put its economy in the most difficult situation in three decades. More than 30 people were killed and over 100 were wounded in a Russian rocket strike on a railway station packed with women, children and elderly evacuees in East Ukraine early on Friday, according to Ukrainian officials. Two powerful rockets struck the station in the city of Kramatorsk in what President Volodymyr Zelensky said was a deliberate attack on civilians. Lacking the strength and courage to stand up to us on the battlefield, they're cynically destroying the civilian population, Zelensky said, after the state railway company issued the preliminary casualty toll at over 30. Sri Lanka's main opposition party on Friday asked the government to resolve an economic crisis or face a non-confidence motion as leaders of businesses from segments to tea and other industries warned that exports could fall by up to 30% this year. The heavily indebted country has little money left to pay for imports, which has led to crippling shortages of fuel, power, food and increasingly medicine. Street protests have gone on now nearly non-stop for more than a month, despite a five-day state of emergency and a two-day curfew. Shanghai on Friday announced a record 21,000 new cases and a third consecutive day of COVID testing as a lockdown of its 26 million people showed no sign of easing, and other Chinese cities tightened curbs even in places with no recent infections. Beijing intervened in Shanghai after the failure of its effort to isolate COVID-19 by locking the city down in stages and insists that the country stick to its zero COVID policy that it says is essential to keep death rates low and preventing its medical system from breaking down. A member of Pakistan's government denounced on Friday a Supreme Court decision to quash an attempt by Prime Minister Imran Khan to block a no-confidence vote against him, saying that the court's ruling was akin to a judicial coup. The court ruling late on Thursday that Khan must face the no-confidence vote, which he is widely expected to lose, meaning the former cricket star will be ousted as Prime Minister. French President Emmanuel Macron voiced regret on Friday for not starting campaigning late as opinions and polls showed that him holding a slender lead over the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, who he warned would scare investors away from France. Le Pen has surged in the polls in recent weeks and is expected to face off in the second round against Macron, whose re-election was thought to be a foregone conclusion even a few weeks ago. Israeli security forces on Friday shot dead a Palestinian who killed two people in a Tel Aviv bar after an hours-long manhunt through the city. The bar attack was the latest in a string of deadly street assaults that have killed 13 people and shaken the country. Defense Minister Benny Gantz said Israel would broaden its operations against a wave of terror, and that the attackers and those who send them would pay a heavy price. Okay, here's one. If you want to know what the future is going to be like, this might give you an idea. Dozens of Chinese firms have built software that uses artificial intelligence to sort data collected on residents amid high demand from authorities seeking to upgrade their surveillance tools. A Reuters review of government documents have shown. Now, according to more than 50 publicly available documents examined by Reuters, dozens of entities in China have over the past 4 years bought such software known as One Person, One File. The technology improves on existing software, which simply collects data but leaves it to people to organize. The system has the ability to learn independently and can optimize the accuracy of file creation as the amount of data increases. Faces that are partially blocked, masked or wearing glasses, and low-resolution portraits can also be archived relatively accurately. This is according to a tender published in July by the Public Security Department of Henan, China's third largest province by population. That's the kind of world that's coming, where you'll be tracked everywhere, every your move will be known, and it says, like that software there, it'll identify you, will create a file on you, and then in future, anything that any of these systems find, it will be noted and will go in your file. It is. It's all rather scary, isn't it? South and games people play. Talking of people playing games, if you go let me just double check with Yasmin. I'm running this morning. Morning, Yas.
Good morning.
How are we this morning?
Very good.
Good. Did you exercise yesterday?
No.
I thought you might have done because my back felt better today. I'm just about to tell everybody because the games people play. It's one of the games is being played by Cool FM,
mm-hmm.
And they did this amazing fun video. I must admit, I'm playing a fool,
mm-hmm.
which makes me laugh, and that's ridiculous. but it's on. Is it Grada Radio's YouTube?
YouTube channel, yes.
Yeah, okay. So if you go to Brada Radio's YouTube channel, you can see the video.
The whole video,
the
yes.
whole video, yes.
With all the answers.
With all the... Don't tell them that. But it does, because chatting with Cool FM, what they're going to be doing after the show,
mm-hmm.
they are going to post on their Instagram,
mm-hmm.
which is Cool FM's Instagram,
mm-hmm.
the questions. Because
mm-hmm.
a couple of people have asked already, oh, where can we do the answers?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Go to, after the show, they will post the questions on their Instagram account,
mm-hmm.
Cool FM.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to answer the questions.
Exactly.
And somebody will win a night for two at the Saltis Hotel.
Exactly.
Which is really nice, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not allowed to play, are we?
No.
And I know the answers. So do that. So watch the video on the Grada Radio YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that. And then later on today, after the show, they're going to post.
Mm-hmm.
I got problems with my teeth, yes. They're in the wrong way. They will post the questions. All you have to do is answer them, send them back, and they will select from the winners
mm-hmm.
somebody who can get the two nights.
Exactly.
In the Saltis. And later on this morning, we might do it. It's probably going to be in the 8 o'clock hour between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning because we're sorting a few things out. We're going to announce the winners of our competition
mm-hmm.
and to win the wonderful gifts that were given to us to give away for our anniversary from Lush.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. it's a busy morning, yes.
Yes.
We don't even have guests. No.
It's a fun Friday.
It's always a fun Friday. We like Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like every day, really. Every day is like a Friday.
Exactly.
Okay, chat with you later, yes, because we've got What, Where and When this morning.
Yes, of course.
And Born This Day in Music. We'll be back with Gaspin a little bit later. Now, let me say a very good morning. Mary Lou. Good morning to you. She says she's on her way. She's on her way off to the office. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Of course we can. Somebody to Love from Jefferson Airplane.
When the truth is found to be
That's it, Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love for Mary Lou this morning. Who's arriving at her office? So there we go. Who needs a fancy Chinese tracking system? Everybody just tells me where they are, which is all rather fun. So thank you for that, Mary Lou. And there we are, Jefferson Airplane for you this morning. We're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing, shall we? The blind's still down. The sun will still be out there somewhere. Right, let's start off as we do on the Costa River in the province of Calon. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 85%. Pretty much like yesterday, if I remember rightly. We're looking at it being, having a few showers during the course of this morning. This afternoon, a bit heavier, they're going to have rain. And tonight, back to having a few showers. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, let's take a look at West Panama. 32 degrees Celsius is the maximum, 23 degrees is the minimum, 38 degrees the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 80%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. Right, let's move along to the metropolitan area. Let's see what is in store for us. Are we going to have a nice day? No. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. 38 degrees is the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 85%. It's going to be cloudy during the course of the morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it's going to be cloudy again tonight. So pretty much the same, of course, as West Panama. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, perhaps you'll be taking a trip out there today, skipping off after lunch and getting out your gin palace and going out to the islands. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today out there in the Gulf of Panama. 23 degrees will be the minimum. 38 degrees, the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 85%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and cloudy tonight. It's pretty much the same for all of us on this side then, really, isn't it? No escape. Now, let's move over to maritime conditions. We are a maritime nation. We've got water on both sides. And let's look at the tides, starting over on the, starting on this side, in actual fact, the Pacific. Low tide, that was at 2:16 this morning. That was 0.82 metres. High tide, that will be at 8:23 this morning. That'll be 3.69 metres. Low tide again, 2:39 in the afternoon, 1.28 metres. And high tide, the last one, 8:33 tonight, and that'll be 3.72 metres. Taking a look at the Caribbean, high tide was at 5:47 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. Low tide, 1:36 this afternoon, minus 0.09 of a metre. The second high tide, that's going to be a fraction before 8 o'clock at 7:59pm tonight, 0.09 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 11:12 tonight, and that will be 0.06 of a metre. Now, let's take a look at the actual sea conditions if you are going to be on the water. Starting off with the Caribbean coast, we're looking at good conditions. No advisory for you today. Very, very light winds at 3 to 5 kilometres an hour coming in from the north-northeast. Waves, though, are going to be up there at 4 feet. So there's going to be quite a swell. In the afternoon, still good conditions. Winds are going to pick up, though. They're picking up to 18 to 20 kilometres an hour in the afternoon. The direction will be east-northeast. The waves, though, they're going to remain at 4 feet. On the Pacific coast, we've got good conditions this morning. And no waving. Yep, no waves. Zero. Nothing. Flat. Good day for a bit of water skiing, then. Breeze at 7 kilometres an hour coming from the east-southeast during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, let's see, is it going to get any better for us in the afternoon? It's about the same, really. There's not going to be any waves all day. I will check. I'll look out of my window. If there are any, I'll complain. 9 kilometre an hour wind, south-south westerly direction in the afternoon, so there we go. And no waves. So it looks like a pretty good day if you want to go out on the water. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to 22 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The best place to be in the mornings.
I call you up.
There we go, yes, 10cc, I'm Not In Love. That's 6 minutes long, that version, and it's one of those songs I can't sort of cut it off. I love it so much. I love that. Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't. Oh, for heaven's sake. Big boys don't cry. Oh, right.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
And a very good morning. If you just joined us, the time is 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Great to have you with us on a Friday. I love Fridays. TGIF. Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news for this morning, this Friday morning. It is, by the way, the 8th of April. You haven't decided yet. European shares rebounded on Friday, but world stocks were still on track for their first weekly loss in four. As the prospect of aggressive global rate hikes and geopolitical risks rattled investors, global risk appetite declined during the week as the minutes from the Federal Reserve and European Central Bank showed policymakers are set to ramp up efforts to rein in inflation. And at 8:11 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was up 0.2%, but for the week it was down 1.3% and on track for its first weekly loss in four. The pan-European stocks at 600 was 1.3% higher as markets in Europe played catch-up with the modest bounce seen on Wall Street on Thursday. Eddie Cheng, head of International Multi-Asset Portfolio Management at All Spring Global Investments, said European stocks move higher on Friday morning was probably just a little bit of reprieve from the week's downward trend, but that investors were still preoccupied by the Fed raising rates and the war in Ukraine. Oil prices rose on Friday but remained on course for a second weekly fall after countries announced plans to release crude from their strategic stocks. Brent crude futures were up 71 cents or 0.7% to $101.29 a barrel at 10:56 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate crude futures gained 85 cents or 0.9% to $96.88 a barrel. Both contracts were set to fall for a second consecutive week, with Brent on course for a 3% slide and the WTI for a 2.3% decline. Member nations of the International Energy Agency will release 60 million barrels over the next 6 months, with the United States matching that amount as part of its 180 million barrel release announced in March. The Russian Central Bank sharply cut its key rate to 17% on Friday and said future cuts were possible as emergency steps had contained the risk to financial stability, brought the deposits back to banks and helped limit the threat of inflation, it said. Well, last month, the central bank kept its key interest rate at 20% following a massive emergency hike in February and said that it would start buying OFZ government bonds, warning of an imminent spike in inflation and a looming economic concentration. No, it's not. Contraction. I should concentrate. So there we are, looming economic contraction. World food prices jumped nearly 13% in March to a new record high as the war in Ukraine caused turmoil in markets for staple grains and edible oils, the United Nations Food Agency said on Friday. The Food and Agricultural Organization's Food Price Index, which tracks the most globally traded food commodities, averaged 159.3 points last month versus an upwardly revised 141.4 for February. The February figure was previously put at 140.7, which was a record at the time. Samsung Electronics' flagship, the Galaxy S22 smartphone, has taken a battering from reports of hobbled performance and has seen carriers halve its price at home in South Korea just weeks since its launch, hurting its image as an iPhone rival. Consumers have complained and even filed a class action lawsuit about the handset maker advertising what it called its most powerful smartphone yet, with scant detail about performance management software that they say drastically slows the premium device when using processor-intensive applications. Such are the complaints that the Korea Fair Trade Commission last month began investigating the world's biggest phone vendor. And by the way, don't worry, that won't affect you here because there aren't any. I was looking around the other day for the S22s. Even Samsung don't have them. A French shipping group, the CMA CGM, said on Friday it has acquired nearly 100% of GEFCO, the auto transport company previously co-owned by Russian Railways and car maker Stellantis. Well, CMA CGM had been authorized by the European Commission to acquire GEFCO's capital immediately pending final approval of the deal expected in the coming months, it said in a statement without disclosing financial details. Walmart said it is boosting starting pay for its 12,000 long-haul truck drivers who deliver merchandise to its stores and Sam's Clubs locations amid a U.S. shortage of drivers that threatens to prolong supply chain snarls and merchandise shortages. A Microsoft Corporation said on Thursday it had disrupted hacking attempts by Russian military spies aimed at breaking into Ukraine, European Union, and American targets. In a blog post, the tech firm said a group it nicknamed Strontium was using 7 internet domains as part of an effort to spy on government bodies and think tanks in the EU and United States, as well as Ukrainian institutions such as media organizations. Commodity trader Trafigura and other firms are moving to take large amounts of zinc out of London's metal exchange. Approved warehouses in Asia. Now, sources familiar with the matter said, fueling concern about more problems at the exchange after chaotic nickel trading last month. A Trafigura spokesperson said in response to requests for a comment, we don't usually comment on commercial matters. And lastly, electric car maker Tesla will make a dedicated self-driving taxi that will look futuristic. Chief Executive Elon Musk said on Thursday without giving a time frame. The 50-year-old billionaire wearing a black cowboy hat and sunglasses made the comments at the opening of Tesla's $1.1 billion factory in Texas, which is home to its new headquarters. Massive scale, full self-driving, there is going to be a dedicated robo-taxi, Musk told a large crowd in the factory. Right, there we go then. There's quite a bit happening in the world of business, isn't there? So anyway, that's it. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Tenderly kiss your face. Oh. between us. Hold me now till the world turns away. Show
Robert Palmer, that's a nice song, isn't it? Between Us is what that's called. A couple of requests to get through. They're coming in on our WhatsApp this morning. Don't forget our WhatsApp number is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. It's always nice to hear from you. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. She says, good morning, happy Friday, and happy anniversary to The Breakfast Show. Thank you very much. We made it last all week, haven't we? It's all over after today, you know. And said, she says, happy anniversary. Have you got the happy anniversary song by Ed Valenzuela? Of course we have.
Let's celebrate your special day. Wishing you the very best. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
That's it, Ed Valenzuela there, and happy anniversary. Thank you very much for that, Renee. And let's say a very good morning to Ashley. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners from all over the world. It's nice, isn't it? It's nice to know. You can talk to anybody anywhere, really, can't you? And says, to all of us, thanks for everything and making our mornings great. And you requested You said, could we play this one? It's Michael Jackson. Don't stop till you get enough.
You keep on because the force, it's got a lot of power. And it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
just
Show with Jerry D.
There we go, following on from Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, they got me in the mood for dancing. So we play Chic and Dance, Dance, Dance. And this one, coming up next, I tell you what. this one is by Ronnie Dyson. I think of the vacuum cleaners. If I let you make love to me, why can't I touch you?
I'm not saying I want to change you, Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419 Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
Joe Walsh and Life's Been Good. If you are, keep an eye on the time. We're 22 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to take another piece of music in a moment. Then we'll check in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts of Friday. And still to come in this hour, Yasmin and I will be talking to you. We're going to tell you who won our little competition. You know, why you like listening to The Breakfast Show. And we've got those amazing gifts to give away from Lush. And by the way, don't forget the values of Lush products, okay? Because it's very important the way they make them. Products are with fair trade ingredients. They're cruelty-free. In other words, no animals are used to test them. Naked products, that's no packaging. Recycled plastic packaging, where there is some 100% vegetarian and 80% vegan products as well. Now, you can visit them at Multi Plaza Mall, Alta Plaza Mall, and the Town Centre in Costa del Este. And the thing to remember as well is that at Lush, every gift has a story, all right? And in some cases, it may be about a reusable wrapper and the regenerative community where it's made. In others, it may be about the ingredients that regenerate social systems. And almost always, it's about the people who make a difference. Now, remember, visit them. Multi Plaza, okay, Alta Plaza Mall, and the Town Centre in Costa del Este. Lush. I tell you, you can't miss it. When you go into the mall, take a deep sniff. You'll find them. Beautiful smells emanating from the Lush stores. This is Mr. Barry Manilow. I can't smile without you. I tell you what, I've got I just got to turn the volumes a little bit low, so I'll have to sort that out. Don't go away. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute. let's try that. Let me just check my volumes here. Oh, that's why. Yes. Way down. I found the problem. Sorry about that. Anyway, Let's go back and chat with Ingrid.
Happy anniversary once again. What a lovely time I had yesterday. Thank you so much for allowing me to join you in the studio and popping a little bubbly. Speaking of bubbly, today's Freaky Friday Fun Facts is about champagne. Woo-hoo, go figure, celebration. All right, here we go. Number one, there are more than 49 million bubbles in a 750 milliliter bottle of champagne. Interesting. Number two, a standard glass-sized glass emits 30 bubbles every second. Number three, France has the largest champagne market. Duh. The French consume 162.5 million bottles every year, or about 52% of the entire world production of champagne. Number four, champagne has three times more carbonation than beer. Number five, the pressure in a champagne bottle is three times the amount of the pressure in a car tire. Imagine that. Yeah, I wouldn't want to have a flat champagne. Never mind. Number five, the pressure. Oh, I just said that one. Number six, because of this high-flying pressure, you're more likely to die from a champagne-related incident than a poisonous snake spider snake bite. Oh, and that's a tough one. And nearly a third of champagne deaths occur at weddings. So watch out, toast time. Don't kill the bride, don't kill the groom. Number seven, when popped, a champagne cork can reach the velocity of 24.8 miles per hour. So watch out for those flying corks. 24.8 miles per hour. How much is that in kilometers? Probably about 42 something. Jerry, calculate that for me. Number eight. The longest recorded cork flight was 177 feet and 9 inches. Ooh, that was a long pop. Number nine. Marilyn Monroe famously took a bath in champagne. More than 350 bottles were needed to fill up the bathtub. Oh, man. That way she didn't, nobody knew when she farted. Because there's so many bubbles. That's just bad. That's just tacky. Okay, number 10. About 28,000 bottles of champagne are served at Wimbledon every year. Oh, yes. We learned how to speak like that yesterday. Thank you, Mr. Jerry. Number 11. James Bond has been spotted drinking champagne more than 35 times in his films. It's the drink he reaches for more than any other. No, the martini shaker, not so. No, it's champagne. And then it comes to labels. Bond prefers Bollinger's, the brand that has specifically been shown in 14 of his films. Flicky, flicky. Number 12. If you're drinking good champagne, you'll be able to see the colorete, which this is the refers to the bubble trains that travel up the side of the glass. Remember, Yaz, when I showed you how the bubbles were going? That, anyways, that's what that is. Number 13. The first glass of champagne has the most bubbles, meaning the first glass will also get you feeling drunk the fastest. Boy, I can attest to that. Woo! Every glass thereafter poured from the bottle will be more potent than the one that follows. Really? Oh, that's not good news either. Number 14. Hip-hop and R&B concert goers are 94% more likely to drink champagne than the average person. Number 15. Winston Churchill was one of the biggest champagne drinkers on record. Between 1908 and 1965, he drank an estimated, drumroll, 42,000 bottles. Paul Roger even made him a special one-pint bottle that was to be served to him every day at precisely 11 o'clock in the morning. Number 16. Yeah, it must be a British thing because Queen Victoria's drink of choice was also champagne, specifically Perrier Jouet. Oh, my goodness, Jerry, I'm kind of starting to wonder about your rum choices. Number 17. For a long time, champagne has been seen as dangerous because bottles had a tendency to explode. In the 19th century, champagne makers wore metal masks to protect their faces when handling bottles. Eventually, stronger glass bottles and metal clasp closures made the stuff more stable. Although, I must admit, Jerry was exceptionally, he was very proficient at opening the bottle in the studio yesterday. Number 18. The UK is actually high on the list of champagne consumption. I didn't know that. The United Kingdom ranks in fourth place with 0.45 liters per person. Them birds is definitely making a noise. 4.45 liters per person behind only Switzerland, Belgium, and France. And number 19, The most expensive bottle of wine cost $2.07 million, not euros. It was designed by Alexander Amuso, he and Swarovski. Handcrafted an 18-carat solid gold with a deep-cut 19-carat white diamond at its center. It was mostly the bottle that caused this hefty price tag. And only a few were made, making it a very and very rare collectible indeed. I imagine not wanting to open that up because it would immediately lose its value. And if you don't open it up, well, we know what happens with wine. Sometimes it kind of turns funky. Well, happy anniversary. It's going to be a month-long celebration. I'm looking forward to hearing all the things that are going to be happening. Thank you so much, Jerry, Yaz. And Christine, it was so lovely to see you being popped. On the show, being it was one of your first times. We have to be careful. I want to wish my parents a very happy 69th wedding anniversary. Their anniversary is coming up here real soon, and it's just amazing. I'm kind of scared because they have longevity. I mean, clearly my father has turned 92 and my mother has turned 89, and they've been married 69 years to the same person for 69 years, and I'm thinking, wow, and they said it wouldn't last. Wow. So, I want to pop some champagne for them, pop some champagne for all your listeners, and once again, have a wonderful weekend. Congratulations, happy anniversary. Oh, let's do this again next year. And back to you in the studio.
We've got to play a little bit of this again. For your mum and dad's anniversary.
The very best. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
There we go. And by the way, remember yesterday when you were in the studio, you couldn't remember this. Shalimar. Night to remember.
My life.
There we go, that's it. Nice to Remember by Shalimar. I saw Ingrid scratching her head and trying to think what that was. Well, there it is. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are coming up to 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Before the top of the hour, we're going to take a look. Yasmin and I are going to have a little chat, and we're going to talk about the winners of our competition. Those three amazing prizes from Lush. I'm telling you who won, and I'll give you a few reasons why. We're looking for something a little bit different. And you didn't disappoint. Jefferson Starship. Yeah, Jefferson Airplane earlier. We progress. This is called Count On Me.
Precious love.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The moment that you wander far from me, I
we go. Two lovely tracks in a row. Jefferson Airplane, Starship. We did the airplane earlier. They're on their Starship. Those Count On Me. And the Bee Gees there. And How Deep Is Your Love. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. And the time is exactly 15 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So, Yasmin.
Hello again.
Yeah, hello. And now listen, this is we're not telling fibs, are we? Because last night, yesterday morning when we left, you took a copy of all the things that nice people had written in, and I said, right, you look through it, and I'll look through it, and we'll compare notes and see how close we are. We both chose exactly the same. And just telling everybody, there was more than two or three. Okay, just. No, we had quite a few, and we thank every... You know, it's such a shame because, you know, we care a lot about our listeners, and we'd like to give them all something, really, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And, but we sort of did limit it to... Well, three, but we've crept another one in. We're seeing if we can do something about that during the course of the morning. So we're doing... Now, I'm just going to do it in the printout, the way they print it out. The first one we chose was... Da-da-da-da! I don't have a drum roll. No. We have to improvise. The first one I got on my list is Rosita. Now, I don't know, what I was looking for was something that's put in which is a little bit different to the norm, what, you know, what we're normally saying. And the one that struck me with Rosita, you can tell me which one you like, so it says, you managed to share your feelings from the heart. Love that. It says, your crew... See, it's not all about me, including the boys and girls of Grupo Grada. Your crew are the best. Great audio. Please do not go. Every morning I look forward to hear your voice and enjoy the show. So that was it. It was a little bit different there. It's sort of, you know, bringing in feelings. And, of course, it's not just us. It's everybody. It's you, all our guests and everybody else. And the boys and girls of Grupo Grada. Keep us up and running at Cool FM.
Yes, and she brought a lot more.
She did.
But it's too long.
Some of them are even longer. But, you know, size doesn't matter, as I keep saying.
But, you know, I'm glad these people took the time, you know, to write express themselves. I mean...
Yeah, we got some it's really sort of quite heartwarming.
Lucky,
because, you know, I mean, I sit here, you know me, I'm not one that goes out very often, so I don't really know what's happening. And when all this comes back, you say, oh, my gosh, you know, perhaps I won't quit after all.
Yeah.
It's heartwarming. Now, the next one on my list... is, I still don't have a drum roll. Have I got anything here that would do? I tell you what, we could give this one, we could put this one in here, between them. Here we go. Wah-dun-dun. There we go. That's for Rosita. Now, my next one here on the list, and this is quite a long one, because you send a little sort of prelude in. Quite well. This is from Ashley. Ashley, or Alex, as we also know him. And the thing that sort of stuck out for me was sort of interaction with listeners makes everyone's birthday anniversary so special. Feels like he's literally in our homes and part of our family. So I thought the nice thing about that is I can go around everywhere and they can do lunch for me.
And you know, he was very specific with all the segments,
or
guests. So it's amazing. I mean, he's obviously a regular listener.
His skills of interviewing and his patience with guests is amazing.
Oh.
I'm a very patient person, aren't I? Yes. and a lot of nice things in here. But it wasn't just nice things. We did actually say to people, look, you can write in if you don't like the show. You never know. You might get a prize, but then you probably wouldn't want to tell us who you are. And another thing says, always enjoys always being courteous and respectful to his callers on WhatsApp and everything else. So that's nice. Thank you very much for that, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
And now the next one I got, because the last one is on my list, which works out quite well, but the other one we've got in here is Jessica. And the thing that really stuck out, one thing, actually made me laugh, which is not easy. But most of all, I love the fact that I can make my teenage kids curl up with embarrassment on the way to school whenever Jerry says hi to them on live radio. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I love being able to embarrass people. It's
Yeah. And it was nice that she said she was living in England, right?
Five years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's right. She said, because she says Jerry's stories and English humor, which I happen to get because I lived there for 5 years in England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you deserve a prize for that. On
so nice. Yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
So they're the three, but in all honesty, and we both agreed on this. We both said, Mark, Dad, mm-hmm. it is Rowena and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rowena and Phil, as you know, they're not in Panama. They're up in Colorado, Denver in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Mexico instead of coming to Panama this year. So they shouldn't really be getting anything. But but look, they sent in some a really nice one as well. Apparently, I do my homework. Right. But it says, Jerry's voice both calming and gregarious at the same time. I've never been called gregarious. I knew somebody called Greg. But yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that sort of really hooked me on this one was finally, there isn't anything in the United States worth listening to. It's also political, and there isn't any live interaction with the host the way Jerry and Yasmin make available. Like WhatsApp, for example. It's an accessible combination of information and interaction that you rarely get anywhere else. That's really nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, listen, what we're doing, because I have checked up Rowena and Phil, and let me just quick, because I have got it, I believe, on my screen here. I've just clicked it off. So, here we go. You have got at 3000 East 1st Avenue in Denver, Colorado. What have you got there? You've got a Lush store.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a Lush store there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've dropped a little note to Lush and asked them if we were to buy a gift voucher here in Panama and get it to you, would it be honoured in your Lush shop in Denver, Colorado, which I think it probably will be, but I want to check first. So if that is the case, we will get a little gift voucher off to you so you can use it, because the answers were so great. Really, though, as I said, well, we said beginning there, you know, we'd like to give everybody something, really.
Yeah.
So we've decided to give another year. So, oh, yes, more punishment, I hear you say. So anyway, look, thanks again. Rosita. Rosita Ashti. And Jessica.
Please, Rosita and Jessica, they need to send us their full name.
Yep.
And I need, you're going to give me the phone numbers, right? So
yep.
I can call them later and tell them where they can find their gifts.
All right. And a big,
congratulations.
Yeah. And a big thank you once again to our friends at Lush.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very kindly donated these nice little gift packages. So big thanks to them. It's really kind of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I've got to lie down now.
And don't forget the other contest, the trivia.
Oh, yes, yeah, don't forget, because Cool FM are doing it. And if you go to Grada Radio's YouTube, just go to YouTube, Tube in Grada Radio, you'll see a video.
A very funny video.
Yeah. Which might be funny to Yasmin, but it's probably very embarrassing for me. no, but they really worked hard on that video.
Yes.
I mean, it was really clever the way they did it. So the boys and girls there that did that, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, go along, watch the video. And after the program today, they will post on Instagram, the Cool FM Instagram, they will post a list of questions. And a clue is that you might find the answers. We probably will find them in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to watch the video. Then now the winners of that, they got one prize, but it's a night for two at the Sortis Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So big thanks also to Cool FM for all the work they're doing for us. And also to the Sortis for donating that prize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, it's all nice, isn't it? Should we do this again next year?
Yes, of course.
Okay. We'll still be here, I hope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know.
Hopefully.
Yes. So thank you all very much for taking part, all of you. And we'll say, well, Yasmin will be in touch with you during the course of the... I heard Lala the parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's up and about. And I guess, really, let me say, a piece of music that could be quite apt to all the nice things that we got from our boys and girls out there listening. This is Roxy Music. Love is the drug. Roxy Music and Love is the Drug. Can't get enough love, you know. Mary Lou dropped this little line because she's seen the video about one of the questions about the word in Spanish I can't normally pronounce very well. I don't really know if it's carry me homie. Carry me only. Oh, come on, Mary Lou says, say this, try saying this. That's easy. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Got mud on your face.
That's it. I normally sort of move Lala into the other room, but people apparently like to hear Lala on the radio. There she goes. So she'll be joining us, of course, in the last hour of this morning's program. Right now it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I tell you what, and also don't forget that don't miss out on Encuentra 24, the real estate fair with discounts in apartments and houses in Costa del Este and Santa Maria. Go along and visit Encuentra 24 today and check out your new home. And by the way, did you know Encuentra 24, they have delivery and it's free? It's called Encuentra 24 Entrega y Domicilio, and this week they got a 30% off in new products for gamers. So Encuentra 24 Entrega a Domicilio. Try now. Go along and buy your goodies, and then they will actually deliver them to them. Good morning, Lala. She's listening to the radio in the other room.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Black.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that is the Reverend Horton Heat there, and The Devil's Chasing Me. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, of course, here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. And it is about time. We've got to go down to the other department here in the studio. So we'll just take Lala with me. It's me again.
Hello again.
Hello again. Oh, so you've got Lala with you. How nice.
She's everywhere.
She's everywhere. No escape. No escape. You and I could retire. She could take over.
So. Oh, yes.
And, right, how are we doing for things that are happening on this date? Well, not this date, but coming up soon.
This week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Entertainment.
Well, today there is a lot of activity, so we can start with that. For example, today starts Musica Leon.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not going to rain. We'll see. But also, Grada Radio are going to have an activity there. Chill Zone with Puppies. That's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Parque Omar at Musica Leon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go there and adopt a pet.
Ah, nice.
And, of course, you can play with them and, mm-hmm. you know, have a nice time with them and all the people of the radio station, Radio Radio Antena, Chester Azul, Cool FM, and Q Stereo.
Oh, cool. Hey, do you think anybody would want a parrot?
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, we'll take her along, see if we can get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mean it. She's listening.
So, yeah, don't miss that. And, of course, all the music of Musica Leon, it's free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy that, all the artists, Panamanian art thing. That's going to be
that's so super
cool. Mm-hmm. The whole weekend. Also, Mac Panama are doing a lot of activities, so you can go to their Instagram account, Mac Panama, and you can see tomorrow, for example, they're going to have events that are free,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are at Panama Pacifico, where they have their big container, and you can enjoy different activities. So just go to their Instagram account, shake it up.
You got competition.
She wants to go everywhere, I guess.
I know, she. Oh, look, there we go. Just start with a whoopa. Okay,
Do you want me to continue with...
Just do one
music?
Of your pieces of music in this on this day.
Uh-huh.
Unless Lala wants to introduce it, of course.
Yes, what happened today in music in 1977, Sandy Shaw won the Eurovision Song Contest held in Vienna, representing Britain with the song Puppet on a String. She became the first UK female artist to win the contest. So nice.
It is, and it's a great song too. Dun, 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 dun.
Merry-go-round with all the fun of the thing. One day I'm String.
And there she goes, Sandy Shaw. With I realise now why that did so well in the Eurovision Song Contest. Because it's got like a sort of bit of a German umpar in there, isn't it? Umpar, umpar, you see? Mm-hmm. So you can't do it on your own, get the Germans involved. So yeah, said Sandy Shaw, puppet on a string. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, what is next on our things to do?
Okay, also today, Mac Panama organised a walk called Molas Siglos de Historia. So this is about the molas,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be walking from Mac Panama Museum to Museo de la Mola at Casco Antiguo.
Okay.
And the entrance is totally free. You just have to register mm-hmm. in advance to their WhatsApp number. And it's open to everybody from 3 to 4:30 p.m. today.
Oh, okay.
So don't miss that. That's going to be nice, too.
Is that part of all?
No, it's not. Because you just have to cross the... What's the name of that street? The...
Avenida Los Matos.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You've got to cross that street. That?
And that's all?
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Good luck with that one.
Uh-huh.
Crossing the street.
No, but they have
they do?
A bridge.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's easy.
That's better. Mm. Okay, yeah, that'd be a nice little wander off.
If it's not raining, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if it's not raining.
Mm-hmm. And also tonight... The United States Embassy
mm-hmm.
organized a performance. This is going to be at Ateneo of City of Knowledge at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Drift is the name of the performance. You can get your tickets at tustiquetes.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the FIE. Remember the FIE Panama?
Oh, right. Yes, 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 yes.
Let me tell you a little bit more about it. FIE is the International Festival of Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And it already started, so it's going to be until April the 10th. And they're going to have a lot of countries participating.
Mm-hmm.
Spain, Costa Rica, Cuba, Colombia, Estados Unidos, Portugal, and Mexico. So you can get all the tickets at tustiquetes.com. They also have some performances that are free.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to go to their Instagram account, FIE Panama,
mm-hmm.
and get all the information about all these great performances that they're going to have.
Oh, great. So plenty to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And the last one, tomorrow mm-hmm. also, the U.S. Embassy
mm-hmm.
are going to have an event at Cinta Costera tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at Mirador de mm-hmm. la Cinta. They're going to have an exhibition, and the artists are going to be there to talk to everybody. And the name of the exhibition is Lo que nos llama, Identidad mm-hmm. y Territorio en Panamá. I guess it's going to be free also.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join them tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at El Mirador de la Cinta.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yes, and that's all.
Okay, so what is our second this day, Born on This Day music?
The second in 1975, Aerosmith released their third studio album, Toys in the Attic. The album is their most commercially successful in the U.S., with 8 million copies sold, and mm-hmm. features the hit Walk This Way, which peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1977.
Like it didn't care. So
Oh, there we go. Yes, Walk This Way. Yes. I remember saying that. Come on, walk this way. You do a funny walk and see if people follow you. thanks a lot, Yaz, for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And for happening this day in music. Mm-hmm. No, it happening this day and happening over the next few days. Mm-hmm. What you can be doing, what, where, and when.
You're welcome.
And so we'll take you going. Well, you've got a lot of things to do this weekend, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. No time for exercise.
Oh, yes, of course. At Parque Amar, we can do everything.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Take Doggy for a walk. I don't like going to those things. I want to take them all home.
To go home?
What? Yeah, when I go, I'm going to see the little dogs and the cats and things for adoption. Yeah, I want to take them home.
Ian is the same. Yeah. He doesn't like that because he cannot bring all of them.
So sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But hey, listen, the trivia is already at the Cool FM Instagram account.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So there you go. If you want to answer, a good chance to win a night for two in the Sortis.
Yes, right now, everybody.
Yeah.
Can start.
So watch the video, which is on Grada Radio's YouTube. Mm-hmm. Go and watch that, and then you can go along to the Cool FM Instagram. Mm-hmm. You'll see the questions. All you've got to do is answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Get them right, and you might find the answers in the video.
Yeah.
that was fun.
Yeah.
Yes, very embarrassing to watch the video, but it's fun. Oh, yes, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too, and everyone.
Yeah, see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
There we go. That's Foreigner and Hot-Blooded here on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, I guess we've got about 11 minutes to go. It's 16 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, good to see you. How are you? Bit of music? Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Is Marvin Gaye here anywhere? Hello, Marvin. Are you around?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and gift here today. Oh, pick it light. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? Right now. Everybody thinks we will be wrong. Oh, but who will they judge us? Simply because our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sight. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Love that song from Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Natural fact, Paul Hardcastle's made a song where he's used parts of that in as well, which is pretty good. Now, as you probably, time, by the way, is 12 minutes before 10 o'clock. And so thinking, you know, it's all nice getting all these wonderful messages that have been coming in during the course of this week. And, you know, I've sort of got to a stage in my life where I look back a lot and, you know, I've done well. Would I change anything? People ask, would I change anything? No, I wouldn't. Wouldn't change a thing, because if I changed anything, then I probably wouldn't be here in this country, which I learned to love, which I made my my own. But the thing is, I've always used music for different moods, different feelings, whatever. That's why I'm so close to music. Sometimes when I sort of sort out the playlists in the evening, it takes a long time, because I thought, gosh, I remember that one. It takes you back to what you were doing at a different time in your life, etc. So music is very important for not just this, but expressing yourself. And there's one piece of music which I really love from one of my most favourite artists, which is Shirley Bassey. And she made a version of this particular song. And it's always one which I also say, you know, listen to this. If people are trying to change you, if people want you to be something that you don't want to be or which you're not, then just listen to this or send them this song from Shirley Bassey.
I'm what I am. I am my own soul. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not a goddamn till you can say, hey, what I am, what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty. And so, if I love each feather and each spangle, why not try and see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can say, hey, what I am, what I am. I am what I am, and what I my own death. Sometimes the ache, sometimes the juices. It's one life, and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up your closet. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey,
there we go. Yes, Shirley Bassey, I Am What I Am, comes, of course, from the Broadway musical and the film, of course, The Car Chauffeur. And it was a finale number in the musical's first act and performed, by the way, by the character Albin Morgotti and first played by George Hearn. His version is the one that appears on the original cast album released back in 1983.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Grow. And yes, we've just begun.
smile. So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow.
And yes, we've just begun.
Oh, there we go. We've only just begun. In actual fact, we just finished. It was thinking, because there's another record that when I played by Shirley Bassey, there's another one which has similar words, which also one I used to use a lot, from the Carpenters, and it's Take Me For What I Am, For Simply Being Me, Not For Something That You Wish Or Hope That I Might Be. So it's, that was off of their album Horizon. I must dig it out, play it perhaps on Monday. I think about it, but that's it for this week, and thank you all so very much. It's been our anniversary week. It's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you all so very much for taking part. Don't forget, you've still got time to take part there on the quiz that they're putting on Cool FM. They've got a video of yours truly doing some silly things on that's on the Grupo Agrada YouTube channel, so go along and check that out. And then they've posted some questions on the Cool FM Instagram site, so you can go there, get the questions and answer them, and you could win a night for two at the Sorcerer's Hotel. How nice of that. Thank you also, Rowan. Thank you very much for Lush, who sponsored our gifts here on the Breakfast Show programme. The boys and girls at Cool FM for doing their little quiz, which is really cool. They put a lot of work into it. Big thank you to them. And take part and enjoy. And big thanks to the Sorcerer's Hotel. Well, that's it. Thanks this morning. Go out to our intrepid outdoor reporter, that's Ingrid, with her Freaky Fun Facts Friday, all about champagne this morning. And also to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio for What, Where and When, Born on This Day in Music, and for, well, basically doing all the work and letting me just sit around and play music, which is all rather nice. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us. He's coming back to panel. He's going to be here tomorrow evening. Go and pick him up at the airport. That'll also be nice. And the boys and girls of Grupo Agrada keep us up and running. Big thank you to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I will be back with you on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning. I just hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend. All right, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it safely, because what do I say? Remember, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.